From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. There are many familiar voices on NPR, but some of them seem to move around a bit more than others. Kelly McEvers, a thoroughly experienced and awarded foreign correspondent, is one of two new anchors at All Things Considered. She joins me now via telephone. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Sitting down, reading the news, anchoring, that seems like a big departure from traveling through a grab bag of Middle East conflicts, witnessing some events firsthand. You've also been U.S.-bound, though, for a couple of years now. So just generally, how are you faring? Are you restless in the hosting chair?
You know, I've had a couple of years to adjust. I always say there's a lot of stories to cover in the U.S. To keep me busy, and that's what I've been doing for the last 2 years. And yeah, it is different to be in the studio, but I still get to talk to people every day, and I realized that that was pretty much my favorite part of the job. Whether I was wearing a bulletproof vest or not, I just like talking to people. So yeah, now I do it in the studio. But I also, part of our new host configuration is that, you know, we're going to be out and about and in the world, you know, a couple weeks in the studio and a couple weeks out reporting, taking the show to people. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
You've talked extensively about the toll that covering a lot of these conflicts has had, both on you and your family. You've been back a while now. What do you feel like it's like for them? Have they expressed to you how they like these changes?
My family, are you kidding? They're ecstatic. They're like, they know where I am every day. They can find me. Not that I'm going to, like, answer the phone or anything. I'm still kind of hard to track down. Somebody like, no, they're like a calendar now that, like, controls my every movement. My husband loves it. You can just call people and know where I am at any given time. But they also know that what makes me happy is reporting and talking to people. And so they're glad that I get to kind of have a mix of both.
Well, you might still be talking to people. It seems like you might be talking to a few different types of people as well.
True.
You've had some decidedly lighthearted topics of late. I saw that you interviewed the author of the Twilight book series.
Yes.
Is it fun to open yourself up in that kind of way?
It is. I didn't think it would be. If you'd asked me in the middle of the Syrian conflict in 2012 if I would, you know, like doing that kind of work, I would have said no. But it's interesting. I mean, these are people who have reached tens of millions of people. I mean, her books have been translated into 50 languages. This is something that's clearly had an impact on a lot of people, and so you want to ask her questions. I'm genuinely curious about how she makes decisions about her next book. I mean, I got to interview Elvis Costello the other day. Like, come on. You know, I mean, that's just amazing and interesting, and it's not just cool because you're like a fan, right? It's cool because when you have those conversations, you try to talk about the big things. You know, we talked about what it's like to watch your father die and, you know that he was unfaithful, and what does that mean about you being unfaithful? I mean, you get to talk about, like, big life questions with these people, and you, like, walk away from it a different person.
You've shared a lot about yourself, maybe more than a lot of correspondents would have. Do you feel like that makes you somehow a more authentic interviewer in some way as well?
Oh, I wouldn't claim to be more authentic or less than anybody else. But, I mean, I think there's something to be said about it. Like, everybody has a different interviewing style, right? You know, you're never going to hear Terry Gross, like, talk about her own personal life. Marc Maron, on the other hand, will talk about his personal life all the time. I think it's all about your approach, right? And I think it's just who I am. Like, it's not, I didn't make a decision like, I'm going to try to be more authentic. It's like, that's just who I am. When I'm out talking to people going through a particular thing, if I've gone through that same thing, I'm going to tell them about it. It's just how I am. Maybe it's TMI to some people, but it's just how I work.
I've been speaking with Kelly McEvers, who is now gracing All Things Considered as a host. Thanks for speaking with me.
You're welcome.